Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are anchor moms.
Hi, coming to you from the Anchor Mom studio where we have GoPro cameras now.
Getting real fancy here, folks.
We have some GoPro cameras because we are going to put Anchor Moms on YouTube. So if you're watching right now, hello.
Hi.
I bet you thought that this was maybe much fancier than what it looks like.
Welcome into our studio.
Sorry to disappoint you. Actually, we've come a long way since the origins of Anchor Moms in terms of studios, if we're being totally
honest.
That's
true. That's true. Yes. So we are here. We have our new little setup going on.
Uh-huh. Can you see the poster?
And it is quite a day to pick for being on camera as we record because it is pouring down rain outside.
Mm-hmm. Pouring. Cats and dogs.
Pouring down rain. We have a lovely guest coming on, but she unfortunately had to cancel today because of sick kids, which totally
We've all been there. Yep.
Yes. So my nanny also had to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Had to call in a backup sitter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm running late. Backup sitter arrives, go out to leave, and can't get into my car. We're in my garage where I keep my keys because my sweet husband took it to the bus stop this morning and apparently locked it.
Thanks, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Gregory.
So had to drive the sweet backup sitter's car.
And what does the backup sitter drive?
I don't know. Small, like, sports car. I don't even know what it is.
You don't even know what you were driving?
I have no idea. I couldn't even figure out how to get, like, the windshield wipers and the...
Is it fair to say that you have risked your life to record this Anchor Moms right now?
To be here right now. Probably.
Good.
I mean, I'm literally driving in the pouring down rain, and I'm like, I can't see. Where is the defrost button?
Yeah.
What's going on here? I was honestly mostly just jealous because, you know, it's like she's lovely. She's much younger than me, married, but doesn't have kids. And, you know, so it's like that's kind of her car, you know, like stuff everywhere. And you know, she, of course, apologized. She was like, my car's a mess. But
you're like, girl, I ain't seen nothing. I got a minivan with four kids.
Right, right. But it almost did take me back to like, oh yeah, remember when I drove a car like this and it was small and I had stuff in it that was like because I like live a fun life,
you know? When I first met you, I think you were driving a Prius. Yeah? Yeah?
That sounds right. I drove a Prius for a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, needless to say, we are here, we are present, and we are going to make this happen, folks. Wait,
what did I say? Before we hit record, I don't know. There's a saying, but I think I'm getting it wrong. It's like, I don't know, like showing up
is half the battle.
That, I don't know. I said 75%, but today it might be 95%, to be totally honest.
Amidst all of this, we also both, Katie and myself, both have now basically started school. I have one who doesn't start till a couple days from now, but we are back in school for the most part.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So how did River starting kindergarten shake out? How did it go?
Wowza.
That day you texted that it was okay.
Yeah, it was good. She did great.
Okay.
She did great. We're less than 2 weeks in. Mm-hmm. Almost. We'll call it 2 weeks, give or take a couple of days. We're okay. She's doing great. The first couple of days were great. She is, you know, I think she's doing as well as you can expect. She has some separation anxiety in the morning, and it all started with Carline, which River has done Carline before in preschool, but I think this Carline is maybe much more intense.
There's a lot more kids.
Yes. And so...
Because it's for the whole elementary school.
It's for the whole... I mean, kindergarten through eighth grade, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kindergarten through eighth grade.
Yeah.
Right. So that created some anxiety, I think, for both River and our sweet nanny who was doing drop-off. And I think things kind of... I don't want to say downhill because I don't think we're like that far gone, but that really stressed River out. And so now we've been having a little bit of separation anxiety. But in fact, today I just got a text that like things were better, like a little teary eyed in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're okay. I don't think it's anything that's like totally unusual. She has a bracelet she's like very attached to.
For the school?
No, that I gave her.
Oh.
It's like we have matching bracelets.
Oh.
She has like a kissing hand sticker.
Aww.
She's very serious. And honestly, this is the funny thing is like before you have kids or before you have a kid this age, you can't imagine that they're going to be all in on the crap that you make up,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. But she's like all in. Like she is like, I touched my bracelet. Did you feel it in your heart? I touched it six times today.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
like,
yes, felt everyone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
mm-hmm.
like, and I touched my kissing hand and I felt it all the way like, you know. In the kissing handbook, it's like it travels up your arm. I was like, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But in your head, you're like, you
wow.
sold this stuff so well that you're mm-hmm. like,
oh, she's in.
Shoot.
She's in. Yeah.
You bought it, which is awesome. I mean, that's what you want. So she's doing okay. You know, she's like, hey, like, so, like, what's tomorrow? I'm like, kindergarten. And the day after that, kindergarten.
Like, this is
And what's the day after that? Kindergarten, you know, like every day she's like, so is this like the last week of kindergarten? Is this the last week of school? And I'm like, because she thinks it's like a camp, right? You know how there's like an ending? I'm like, no, this is like the next, I don't know, at least 12 to 13 years of your life,
mm-hmm.
you know?
But that'll sink in.
Yeah, yeah. Again, all of this stuff I think is fairly normal. It is kind of funny. I've had to, I don't know. I mean, River's like an only child. And it's funny. There are actually several only children in River's class, which
that's good, right?
Yes. It brings my – I mean, again, if you are listening right now and you have an only kid, like, you know the joy that I feel because it makes you feel like, okay, like, I'm not the worst parent in the world that, you know, my poor kid doesn't have any
Katie,
siblings.
Stop.
Stop. It's just true. It's like something that goes through – at least it goes through my head. And so, like, when you find somebody else who only has one kid, you're like, oh, yes. Then, like, you get it. But why did I start talking about this? I totally lost my train of thought just being just whatever.
Kindergarten.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. And so everybody in my house, like especially last week when we were going through this like separation anxiety at the beginning of the day. By the way, you pick River up and she's like talking her head off about like, you know, everything. She's fine. But everybody in my house, my husband, nanny, like everybody was like all in like a kerfluffle last week because River was, like, mildly upset about kindergarten. Because it's, like, just such a huge transition,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, you have to remind everybody, like, guys.
It's going
to
be fine.
This is going to be – I think this is going to be okay. And if it's not, if we're still doing this in a couple of weeks, then we have to, like, figure out a different strategy. But I think this is, like, totally normal.
So has the pickup line gotten – or drop-off line gotten
yes.
better?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, progressively. But I don't think it's something that happens overnight. I mean, you know, this is not, like – this is like, and I don't even know if you were standing on the outside if you would know it, but because everybody is like so focused on River so much of the time in my house, like everybody's like hyper aware of like
any little thing.
River is like sad. River is like, I think she like looked back and like, you know, I saw like maybe like a teary look in her eye kind of thing. So all of that is to say, I think we're doing okay.
Okay.
Kindergarten is great. I love her teachers, the principal.
Good.
Like, everybody has been so supportive. I love her kindergarten. We had homework for the first time last night, which was, like, very –
What was the homework? Like a
It
worksheet?
Was, like, draw vertical lines. River did, like, three lines, and she was like, I'm exhausted.
My brain hurts.
Well, keep drawing more lines. You have, like, seven more to go, you know?
Oh,
so
funny.
Yeah. So how about you? Like, your kids – so River started about a week and a half before your kids, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So mine just started yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The big kids came home. It was so funny. Ellery was like, yeah, I walked into the building. All the teachers were there. It was exciting. And I was like, yes, we're back at school.
I love Ellery.
Like, she is – and the biggest thing that they wanted to talk about – so Ellery's in third grade. Henry's in second grade. And Ellery is doing looped learning, so she has the same teacher from last
right.
year. Anyway, she's in the same classroom. So
as Henry?
No.
Just
as
last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the way it works out, no need to get into the logistics, but the way it worked out, Henry is literally across the hall from Ellery, like
it.
Catty Corner.
Yeah.
So they're like, Mom, I can look out the classroom and see out my door and see Henry. And Henry's like, oh, I can look out my door and see Ellery. So they are in heaven.
And you're like, what about like, when we're at the dining room table and you can look across
yeah,
it from
right.
each other?
You
is
see
that
each
exciting?
Other a lot. But
is that
I'm,
exciting?
I mean, Ellery was like, I told every single friend that walked in my class that my brother was right across
Henry.
The hall. Yeah, yeah. So it was that was probably the most exciting thing was that they're across the hall from each other. And then Bennett has a staggered start. She'll be at pre-K at the same school, but she won't start for a couple more days. And they're all already like, we're going to take Bennett to her class on this hall.
Perfect.
And then we're going to go over to our class. And then Sam started preschool yesterday
yeah.
for the first time. So that was great. I was a little bit teary. He, of course, cried a little bit. But then when I went to pick him up, I was like, how long did he cry? She was like, oh, like a minute.
Yeah.
Totally
yeah.
fine. And
yeah.
then Gregory dropped him this morning and was like, oh, yeah, there were no tears. He
Good.
Was like, totally fine. He was
great.
Like, bye, Dad.
See
ya.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah. So I think he'll be fine. Yeah, lots of changes. I don't know. Am I the only mom who's like, it's just an emotional time?
No. Hello. Did you just scare like all of, I don't think it's just moms. I'm telling you. I think it's just.
But I was like crying last night
yeah.
and Gregory's like, what's going on? I was
no.
like, I don't know. It's just a lot of change.
It is a lot of change. It is a lot of change. Mm. And it's a big transition
and
for
I think,
everybody.
I think
yeah.
when you're, you know, I think when you get older and you're Ellery and Henry, like, okay, we're in a new grade. We're in a new class.
Yeah.
Like, here we go again. You know what to expect. But I think for River, for Bennett, for Sam, even when you're in a new school or it's like
yeah.
something different, then you're like, whoa.
Yeah. No, I mean, River's like, it just, kindergarten is really long. Like, it feels really long.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
Kind of is.
It is. It
yeah.
like, it kind of is, you know?
It's funny because Henry got home and was like, man, Mom, that day just flew by.
And you're like, great.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that speaks to, like, they've been pretty bored the last couple of weeks
sure.
of summer here.
Yeah.
Phew. Yeah, it does make me wonder, like, is year-round school really the ticket? It feels like that's making more and more sense to me.
Yeah, because, like, you feel like it would be less of a transition or...
Yes, and I think, you know, the summers are hard for the parents. They're hard
yeah.
for the kids.
I
feels
do like
if that
the
break
idea.
Was shorter and then
yeah.
we had some longer holiday breaks, you know, we have a lot of friends, it feels like, and well, there's some schools here in Western North Carolina who do year-round school. But some folks in other places too who do it, and it just like the parents love it.
I know, but how do you figure out the childcare element of that? I feel like in the summer it's like a set time, but it's like how do you hire somebody for if like you're a working mom for like, hey, I need you a week
well,
here,
I
a week
think,
there, 2 weeks here, there,
I think
there.
Yeah, I mean, I think you figure it out. I think that like the camps would be, I think it'd just be a lot less pressure. I mean, I'm thinking of summer. And, you know, a lot of people, not us, unfortunately, because we work in news, but a lot of people get, you know, 1 or 2 weeks at Christmas, a week at Thanksgiving,
yeah.
you know. So I don't know that that would be that big of a deal. I don't know. Anyway, food for thought.
Now, I need to go home and tell your kids that you're canceling summer and that they're going to go to school year-round and let
yeah,
me know
yeah,
how that works
yeah.
out for you.
No. I mean,
I'm excited to hear.
I don't know that our public schools will ever do it. But I do think that there's some sense to it.
Yeah, I like the idea of, I mean, I say this right now, as long as I still have childcare in the summertime, I like the idea of River having a break to be a kid. You know, like, I just
yeah.
feel like, you know, pretty soon, before you know it, you're, like, working full-time.
9 to 5.
Yeah, you're working 9 to 5. And, like, there's no, you know, you just don't have that luxury. And so there's a part of me that's like, I want that for her. But I understand what you're saying.
Mm.
I do. Do you want to get to this first article?
Yeah.
Should we get to the first article?
Or should we just keep talking about our back to school?
I mean, or we could just talk forever. Yeah.
This is from Scary Mommy. A mom and therapist explains how to deal with after-school restraint collapse.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is common. If you have kids who've been in school for a couple of years, you're probably familiar. They're an angel in the classroom. They're an angel all day. They hold in all their emotions, and they come home and let it all out.
Yeah.
And I've seen this a little bit in previous years. You know, I think that for kids, they want to behave for other people, for other adults. They're in school. They're focused. They're trying to learn. There's a lot going on. And then when they get home and they don't have any of that in front of them
mm-hmm.
and they're just with their mom and
mm-hmm.
their siblings, they can just kind of let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely see this. You know, I have some friends who do really great things. you know, they might have like a cool down time after school or a quiet time or a, depending on the kid, maybe it's like you need to go out and like kick the soccer ball against the wall for a while outside. Get your energy out. Get your aggression out. But apparently there is a viral TikTok now about this, a mom talking about this.
This is from Scary Mommy, by the way.
Yeah, this after-school restraint collapse. It's more common in kids 12 and under. And it talks about how once school kind of gets underway, things are in full swing, kids are more comfortable with their schedules, it should happen less, right? This is going to happen more at the beginning of the year when things are different and new and all that change we just talked about. But a couple of the tips, like I just mentioned, I know some folks do plan a coping activity or physical activity, and also don't overschedule. Don't have, you know, we get home from school and immediately go to this and this and this and this and this.
Right.
They need some downtime. Yeah. They need some time to just chill.
Well, this just reminds me. So last week, River, it was last week her first full week of kindergarten, and she has dance on Wednesdays. So she gets out of school at like 2:45 and has dance at like 3:15. So she literally goes right from
one
the school
to the other,
building.
Right?
Yeah. So she did great, like powered through. And then she got home and it was like, she was like
meltdown.
It was like cracking me. I mean, it was cracking me up, but also frustrating. She was like laying on her floor, like in her like ballet leotard, and she was like, I miss Bailey. And Bailey is our cat that died in January. She was like, what about Bailey?
She's
I was
like coming up, making up things to like be upset about.
You've like lost your, like Bailey. It's like, you know, we love her, but like when's the last time we like talked about Bailey? Like that's how beside herself, like Brian and I just kind of looked at each other like,
okay.
And you know, we just sort of like, I mean, there's nothing, like you totally get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like poor kid, she's five and she's been rolling since 6:15 and it's like 5 o'clock at night, you know? Mm-hmm. But it was just such a classic, like you could tell she was just so beside herself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The crazy thing always to me is they're so exhausted that yet they won't, at least some of my children, will not nap, will not rest, will not lay down. And not that you want them to rest at, you know, 5 o'clock at night, but I mean, it just blows my mind. They just get so overtired and they just can't function.
Right.
Which, I mean, let's be real. We do the same thing. We just can do it on less sleep. Right. But yeah. I think these are some good tips. It's also just nice to know that you're not the only mom who's dealing with a kid throwing a tantrum after school. And, like, here's why, right?
Well,
like,
these
are some of the reasons why.
I feel like this article also is kind of like, hey, listen, like, you kind of do the same thing. You know how you're, like, you're at work, you're picking River up at school, you're at, like, dance there, you know, as a parent, and you're, like, socializing and you're fine. And then your partner gets home and you're, like, cranky as all get out because they're your safe space, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're like, finally I can just unwind and I don't have to be on all day. So in some ways it's just like we always say, like it's a positive that your kid feels comfortable enough to sort of like let loose and be themselves. But man,
ooh, those are not fun.
It's tough. And sometimes it's hard for us to come, you know, sometimes it lasts a couple minutes and then other times it's like it's hard to come back from.
Yeah.
You know?
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Mom's the word.
Do you have a mom's for us?
Of course I do. So breaking news.
Oh gosh, what?
I stopped getting my nails done last month.
Oh, interesting. Your fingernails, toenails, both?
My fingernails.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you doing the dip?
And it's like it's expensive. Mm-hmm. And
did you switch to that at home thing?
No.
Oh.
Nope. No, I'm done. Like, I'm literally done with all of the things right now. Not to say that I will not. But, A, you know, getting your nails done is expensive, and it's, like, a commitment. I felt like I was, as you know, I'm very sleep deprived with my schedule. I was like skipping naps occasionally.
Well, I'm looking at them. They don't, they look
well,
fine.
Hold on.
Okay.
This
okay.
is where we get to the mums.
Okay.
I was like skipping naps to get my nails done. And this is like not okay. I just am tired of it. I'm tired of the upkeep. It's expensive. I'm impatient. So I feel like I have to sit there for an hour and I just am like, I have other things I want to do. So anyway, I was like, I'm going to be done with this. And so I was like, but of course, if you're somebody who's gotten their nails done even once, you know, after you put all those chemicals on it, your nails are like crap forever. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. feels like. So, I bought this, I got it at Target. It was like a little bit of an impulse buy. Cause I was like, what am I going to do? It's this like, nail care nail strengthener.
Okay.
It's made by Ella plus Mila. We'll link this in our show notes, from Target. $10.49.
Oh, wow.
I use it a couple of times. I mean, listen, did they look great? No. But has it sort of saved me? The thing
they
about getting
fine.
Your nails done.
It just
done,
looks like you have clear polish on.
Yeah. The thing about getting your nails done, first of all, I've always had one of those like brittle, mm-hmm. like icky mm-hmm. nails. I just don't have good nails, mm-hmm. which is why I was getting them done to begin with. But I feel like when your nails are a mess, I sort of feel not put together.
Like your whole life is a mess.
Kind of. Which is sort of silly when I say it out loud. So anyway, this has sort of helped me get through.
Okay.
Get
so
through.
So what is it? Is it like?
It's just a nail polish. It's okay. just, it comes on, goes on like a polish, but it's like, you know, it's not, it looks, it's not super clear and shiny, but it's kind of clear and shiny. It's not the same as like just regular clear nail polish.
I'm just looking at my nails and realizing how
Let
terrible
me see.
They are. I mean, they're.
No, yours aren't terrible. Yes. What's terrible about them?
Well, they have no paint. I don't paint my nails, but they're like. I mean, they're not good. Yeah.
Well, maybe you need to get yourself some Ella plus
Mila. I feel like it would. It's a nice, like, little something without too much.
Yeah, it's, like, cheap. In mm-hmm. fact, I, like, will do it. So now I'm, like, obsessed with it. Like, I was, like, doing it in the car, like, last week.
Oh, wow.
All three of us were in there, and River was like, Mom, I'm, like, suffocating. And I was like, you're fine.
Do you I got to put my nails on.
I got to get these nails on. Yeah. So, anyway, it's a product that I enjoy.
Great.
All right. The second article here is, this one. This article.
Oh gosh.
Oof. I know. I was
Can we
wondering.
Just skip this?
I know. I'm sorry. But valid points here. You and I just had a conversation, sort of a conversation about this last week. Okay. So this one comes from Washington Post, and the title is Parenting Influencers Try Something New, Giving Their Kids Privacy. So the gist of this is there are, like, parenting influencers out there. I guess, a social media influencer is sort of defined by somebody who's, like monetarily making money off of their social media posts. Is that how you understand
Not
it to
us.
Be? Not us.
Which is why, which, well.
Not us,
we'll come,
although
we'll
it's
come
like,
back around to that. But, ooh, but go ahead.
Like,
yeah.
I know, you do straddle the line here sometimes in TV news. There are a lot of people who do. Anyway, so these parenting influencers, regret sharing so much about their kids on social media. Some of these people have like 5 million TikTok followers, 2.7 million TikTok followers, and they would post pictures of their kids. For what purpose? I'm not totally sure. Like,
I think
what
it,
the.
It sounded like there's a lot of videos of the kids as well.
Right. Most of this, the vibe that I got was this was like mostly TikTok, but Instagram as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's sharenting.
So,
right.
So they're pulling, like, these influencers are like pulling back. Mm-hmm. And a couple of different reasons: societal pressure to protect children online, pushback from anonymous trolls, or even just, it's kind of like, you know, I feel like influencing has sort of just come of age in the last couple of years. And now it's like a whole trend to be like, oh, like to have a growing awareness of what you're posting and to sort mm-hmm. of pull back a little bit, right? Like that's mm-hmm. a whole topic of conversation that I don't think I was having 5 years ago. So it's interesting. They have an attorney weigh in here who says she's from the University of Florida and she researches parental sharing and child privacy. She writes that children have an interest in privacy, but parents' rights to control the upbringing of their kids and parents' rights to free speech may trump this interest sort of in the eyes of the law, basically, right? Mm-hmm. Do people who are outraged by this have a legal leg to stand on? Maybe not, is basically what she's saying. I don't care as much about the laws and, like, whether or not I would get in trouble as much as I'm just worried about, like, River hating me. as right. She, like,
I mean,
grows up.
I don't understand how they could possibly enforce.
Well, they talk about like child labor laws. And, you know, if you're like, let's say you're like a child star, there are laws in place that make sure that you have to be, like, the kid has to be paid. I think they have to have certain accounts, like, set up. So, in other words, like, you can't put your kid in, like, a sitcom and make millions of dollars off them and they have nothing, the kids have nothing to show for it. So, some are arguing that this is, like, kind of, in the future, this could go the same way, like, right? Like, in the same vein.
But I feel like that's, you know, the minority of people do that we're talking about here. I think, you know, most parents aren't doing that. They're doing what we do and what a lot of people do is post pictures of their kids and, you know.
I think there are some social media influencers who probably make money
off their kids.
Make money. So now, is that their, like, sole intention? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think it is, like, a slippery slope. Like, are you exploiting your kids? I don't know.
And I think this is where I'd like to draw the line just for my own defense. I mean, I think there is something drastically different from, you know, 90% of parents out there who post my kids back to school.
Yeah.
This is what's happening. This is, you know. And I was thinking about this article and thinking about my kids. I mean, you know, will they someday be upset? Perhaps. But I don't feel like the stuff that I've posted on social media is necessarily negative or oversharing. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, one of my kids said this or did this, and it's something so embarrassing that they would someday be upset about. I don't think, maybe, but I don't know.
I don't know because it's such a new thing. Like, this was not, I mean, we have yet to see the effects of this because kids aren't older yet, right?
But
like, kids who were shared online as a kid are not 20 yet.
Right.
You know?
But the article talks about, you know, really big influencers with millions of followers. And one of the things that really stuck out to me was the story that the author wrote about how, you know, so he's an influencer. His kids are involved in this. They're influencers as well. They were on a trip and
They were at Disney.
Yeah. And the whole time he could tell that his kids were like, what's my line? Where do I look to smile? What's the next video opportunity? Like, what are we going to post on social media next? Like, that's how they were living this trip. And that's when he realized, oh, gosh, this has gone too far.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that either any of our kids are living that way and are like, okay, Mom, what are we ready for the next, like, TikTok video? I don't know. Maybe I'm saying that just in self-defense, but I think there's a line between forcing your children to, quote-unquote, perform for social media versus, you know, sharing documented pictures that you would have taken anyway. I don't know.
I definitely think there are, like, shades of gray here. Like, some things are, like, very, like, that's obviously bad, and there are other things. I don't know. I mean, if I'm being totally candid, I think about this podcast and I think about how this, like, some of the stuff will, like, live in infamy, and it's like, River gonna be jazzed as like a 25-year-old to know that I, like, told everybody she had, like, separation anxiety her first week in kindergarten? Maybe not. Is it, like, an invasion of her privacy? Is it unfair? I mean, think about how much we have shared. I mean, this whole podcast is centered on sharing our lives and, like, our kids' lives, right?
Yeah.
I'll just be honest with you. Like,
but
this,
in the vein
this article
of,
made
like,
me, like, pause.
Discussing parenting techniques and thoughts and helping other moms.
Sure.
Not in the vein of, I want to make money off my children.
Right. But, I mean, what does that mean? Like, I think some, what does that mean? Like, I think some TikTokers are like, hey, like, I'm a Walmart influencer and I, like, tagged these clothes that my kids are, you know, whatever, but then other people are, I mean, this is like a job, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're getting paid to do this. I don't know. I think it's like, there's definitely a gray area. It's like something I'm thinking about. I'm conscious of. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Like, I would hate for River to think that I didn't respect, like, that her whole childhood here is, like, on a podcast or on my, like, Instagram feed. Because then after I read this article, I looked at my Instagram feed and I was like, oh my gosh, every other picture is River.
It's my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's scary. And, you know, what you said earlier, we just don't know. We just don't know.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to depend on the kid. You know, some kid might grow up and be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Nobody listens to podcasts anymore. Who cares?
Right.
And somebody else might say, what that scarred me that random strangers know this or that about me.
Right, right. And I think it's something that we're going to hear more about in the future because I think it's, I mean, social media isn't going away anytime soon.
No. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Win of the week.
So I do have a win, and this is a pro tip for all parents out there. So the end of summer is so hard. There, at least around here, there's zero camps available. I think because all the college kids have gone back. I don't know. And the public schools haven't started yet. The last few weeks of August, you just cannot find anything to do with your children. So fortunately, my parents took them, the three big kids, for almost a week. And it was glorious.
Yeah.
So if you have the opportunity or availability of sending your kids
away. To ship your children off to your parents' house.
Or cousins, aunts, uncles, I don't know, anybody. Next summer, think about that and put it in the books now. I think that at the end of summer, they just need a change of scenery.
Yeah.
They need something different. And it was such a blessing to be able to have them go to grandma and grandpa's, do different things, be around different people, eat different foods, you know, the whole thing. Just I think we all needed that break.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. And not to mention that they get to spend time with their grandparents.
And their cousins.
And, yeah, and we get to kind of have a little bit of a break. We did have Sam, but So anyway, it was so lovely. And if you are able to think about that for next summer and just – file it away that the end of summer is going to be rough and do anything you can to give them just something different.
Yeah.
I just think the summer tends to drag on and by the end it's just like, oh my gosh, I'm out of activities. I'm out of ideas.
Right.
You've been around each other for weeks on end, you know. So anyway, it was a nice little time with grandparent camp.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Rate, review, subscribe.
Watch on YouTube now.
Watch on YouTube now.
Who knew?
I mean, I didn't. I didn't know people watch podcasts on YouTube. But
it's
now
a thing.
I do. Now I do. Now I'm going to do it.
You're going to go watch yourself?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for listening.